Mike Holstein, business manager at the Green Bank Observatory, is passionate about bringing better broadband access to all residents of Pocahontas County. It's a project he's been working on since around 2013, when the GBO was host to a couple of statewide broadband summits.
And at that time, we were getting, you know, a lot of promises about better broadband service in the county, and to some extent it happened, and some extent it didn't. With our leading provider, I would say that broadband service has gotten worse.
The leading provider of this service in Pocahontas is Frontier Communications. Holstein said one positive outcome of the summits was to get other providers in the county. Spruce Knob Seneca Rocks Telephone offers fiber-to-the-home services in the northern part of the county, while CityNet provides fiber connections in the Snowshoe Mountain Resort area. Chantel Communications also provides some services in Marlinton. The latest attempt to improve service in Pocahontas comes via the USDA's ReConnect program that will provide funding to build the infrastructure necessary to expand and improve the level of service available to rural communities.
One of the key service entities for that are farms. Pocahontas County has a lot of farmland, and so we are trying to apply for a grant through this application process and get a fiber project funded for Pocahontas County.
For this application, a farm is defined as any establishment from which $1,000 or more of agricultural products were sold or would normally be sold during the year. Rural businesses are also part of the application process, something that has a lot of potential for growth in the county. Holstein has created an extended service map for this project and hopes to be able to extend service to residents outside of the current coverage area. If the grant is approved, he said they will work with CityNet to build the extended network.
And we have developed a survey that we're asking people to take a look at and fill out. It's actually quite simple. It's name, address. If you have an email address, we'd like for you to put that on there. But then we want you to take a little speed test. And we give you the website to go to and simply write down the date, what your download speed was, what the upload speed was. And then on this speed test site, they will give you a little ID number of that test. And just write down that number. And that helps us pinpoint the areas from which these speed tests occur.
The speed test is free and can be found at speedtest.net. Holstein said ideally they would have a completed survey from every household in the county, regardless of whether they have internet service or not. And because of the government shutdown, this USDA project was delayed in being rolled out, so they're now making up for lost time. These surveys must be completed and returned by June 18th.
I've got a few volunteers that are actually going to try to go house to house, and I'm going to try to go house to house too. So if you're hearing this story and somebody strange comes up in your driveway, well, that's probably what this is about.
Surveys will also be available at the county libraries. Please see this story at our website for information on how to submit your survey. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.